I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So, you know the thing with Henry. We're going to go to dinner. And he's a dear friend. So he's coming in for Comic-Con. And so is William Shatner. So I get a message saying, hey, let's go to dinner. You pick. And he's very, he's a wonderful guy.
Of course.
But I've greatly misjudged the level of what I'm going to have to do. I think, you know, I go, okay, what's my favorite restaurants? I know what to do. And I realize he's from New York, and there are no better restaurants in the world than New York. And
he's traveled the world.
I'll argue that with anybody. And he really loves food, and he leaves a message, and it's very clear. Like, well, let me hit the speaker.
Well, that's wonderful. Henry Winkler here. How are you? Okay, so if we have dinner Friday night, we can probably have dinner with Bill Shatner, because he's going to be there. If we have dinner Saturday night, then it would just be me and Stacy and you and whoever. So your choice, 310.
So, by the way, you can't hear the mention of the rest of the number, but I'm just not going to even sort of play it.
For truly the best food in Kansas City, do not care about the look of the place, only the food of the place, not too far away from the convention center or wherever the Comic-Con is. Okay. I can't wait to see you. Bye.
Oh. So, hey, childhood hero, dear friend, the Fonz, many, many great movies, an incredible human being. And just in now, like, so much more so than before. Mm-hmm. You know, before he was a character on a TV show that I loved as a child very much. Now he's real. He's a human being. We've known each other now. We've spent time together. And now he's like, hey, let's go eat food, which is great. Except for I realize I'm way out of my league. I'm way out of my league. Because Lydia's is my high end, which is an incredible place. Mm-hmm. He rattled off a couple places. Farina novel, I've never even heard of.
Yeah, there's just a different level.
Somebody said Nara, which I know is good, but even I've never been there. I'm like, you know, it's not
right.
Why would I go? Not because it's good food, I know, but that's.
And then you get inside your own head, and you're like, what's amazing to me might just be fine to someone else. No, and it's no judging whatever that place is.
You know, I'm wildly sure I'll be a wicked disappointment, but at least I'll do it in front of Captain Kirk and the Fonz. God damn it.
Coach and Denny Green ain't gonna mind.
It all started with a simple misunderstanding. I can't wait to meet you on Friday. Jake's coming out. He's going out Friday or
going
Saturday?
Going out Friday, I think.
All right, now let me ask you a question. Saturday night, dinner.
Yes.
Best restaurant, Kansas City.
He never meant to invite me. I thought he invited me. He never understood that I accepted the invitation, and that started our friendship. And a very great, wonderful friendship it is. But now I've got the panic. I'm like, look, Anton's is really good. Mm-hmm. Anthony's Italian's really good. Yep. Q39 is really good. So I'm just trying to think about.
There's so many options.
And just, I mean, look, all the food is good. We all have our favorite things. But, you know, Stroud's is great.
Yeah.
But I think he's a little higher end than that. And then just because that's what he enjoys. And mm-hmm. I want to make him happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is the problem when white trash people.
Where the hell's the Poe folks when you need
I'm
it?
I'm telling you, when white trash people mix with talented stars, it's
saying a sizzler option, baby. You got to come up just, with your
it's
A game.
All kinds of Joe Dirt in my head right now. There's so much Joe Dirt in my head right now, man. And not to mention the fact that I think Shatner's delightfully crazy. And so if it really goes bad, because I also think Golden Ox, I go, man, I used to love that place.
Of course.
And it's a piece of Kansas City tradition. But I don't know.
You're now to the point of overthinking it, and you still have weeks to go.
No.
Just to drive yourself batty.
I know, man. I'm going to give myself diarrhea that day.
You're going to find me stroke at dinner.
We're just talking about all the things that go wrong. Like, something goes wrong with your stomach, and you get just trapped in a bathroom for 45 minutes, just exploding. And at some point, he has to come in and say goodbye.
And it's a one-seater, so they just slide things out the door.
Oh.
You're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Your whole life you've been waiting for this moment.
Yeah, nice of you to do that.
You got this. You're going to undo this first. You're going to be fine.
It'll be great. Well, because he'll make it great. Yeah. Henry's one of those guys, like, you know, happy days. We all met him there. But now he's doing stuff like Barry. You guys met him as, like, the Sandler movies, like the Water Boy, or you know, the great off stuff, like Children's Hospital. It's truly funny stuff.
Arrested Development.
Yeah. You know, all of it's so goddamn good. And he's just one of those working sons of guns that always, always, always is doing something creative. If it's not, because, you know, he grew up dyslexic, and it was a hard life because nobody's diagnosing people back then. And his father was really, really hard on him. And his teachers were terrible and would tell him he's stupid. And, you know, that stays with you, man. And he came to be a big star, but instead of forgetting it and then trying to become something else, he always remembered that empathy and understood what it was like as a kid to have that trouble. So all these Hank Zipser books and really spending so much time just trying to make kids understand. And that's the measure of any fine character, of anybody, just true empathy and understanding that it's, you know, remembering how much it hurt when you were a kid that somebody was like that to you. But of course, I mean, like I said right now, Barry's a huge hit on HBO. He's going to come to Comic-Con and the line will be a mile long. So the idea that he invited me to dinner, it's going to be great. I'm excited, except for now I realized I'm a little too whiskey tango to pick the restaurant. let me get it.
Born October 30th in Manhattan, New York, our next guest is, without question, one of our favorite people in the world. From his iconic work as Fonzie on the series Happy Days, to his work in such films as Night Shift, Scream, and The Waterboy, and such series as Arrested Development, and Children's Hospital, you can see him soon on season 2 of the HBO series, Barry. He's just released a new Hank Zipser children's book, titled, Everybody is Somebody. And on March 29th through 31st, you can meet him in person at the annual Planet Comic-Con, but today, he's here to figure out where he and Johnny will have their long-awaited dinner. Please welcome, Hollywood icon and friend of the show, Henry Winkler.
Mr. Henry Winkler.
That's me.
Oh, you beautiful man. I'm now in a panic. I've now decided to go ahead and panic because I've realized that my palate may not be as the same as your palate. Do you know that you introduced...
I understand that, but it is your town. You know, or somebody who listens to your radio show. Is there somebody listening?
So they say. they do.
It is. Okay. Yeah. So if there's somebody listening, certainly they know. All I need is great food, not necessarily barbecue.
Right. Right.
Because I will have just come from Austin, Texas, where I'm teaching a class at the South by Southwest Film Festival.
Very nice.
I will have had barbecue. I will have been barbecued out.
I've got you. Well, you know, you actually brought up two restaurants I had to look up. I didn't even know about Farina and Novel. I had no idea.
Really?
So that sounds fantastic. And apparently Farina is Michael Smith's new place. I think he started Lydia's and another one. So that's a really good idea. There's old standbys like the Golden Ox, which was an original Stockyard restaurant down in the Kansas City bottoms. Of course, I think Nara is Japanese, then Italian. There's, you know, there's a couple options there as well. So it's you know what? Here's what's happened to me. When I was a kid, my mom used to tell me, John, she's English, don't try too hard and you won't be disappointed. That's a true story.
Really?
Yeah.
And, those English boy, they are so positive.
Oh, let me tell you, you know what my mom told me about sex? She said, John, any girl that will sleep with you right away will sleep with anyone because you're not special.
Wow. Really?
She really did. Turns out she was right. But, you know, at the time it was a very direct remark to take in.
I would go in the corner and weep.
So it's
now, what kind of food is Farina?
When I was looking through that Farina, that's his new. I think it's Italian there, right? Farina's Italian.
Well, you know what? I like a good Italian.
That would be very good. You know, it's such
I'm trying very hard not to eat bread, or pasta. You know, I'm trying very hard not to do carbs.
Right.
I have been very successful for a day and a half.
But you're thin. You're in great shape.
I am. Well, yes, I am. I'm in great shape. And the tummy that is in great shape comes. I'm watching scenes from the new season of Barry, and my tummy comes on through the door way before I do.
Oh, come on. You are exaggerating terribly. You look great on that show.
I am so serious. And so I've stopped it. I'm doing really well. But when I get to Kansas City, I'm going for a pasta. I will eat anything.
Listen, so many people. I bet I had 1,000 different suggestions. Everything from Stroud's pan-fried chicken to Italian to new restaurants to old classic restaurants across the board. Because you realize, like, people, especially people who like food, they really do fall in love with their favorite restaurant. And
yeah, it's absolutely true.
Yeah. I mean,
we have our favorites here in L.A. We have, like, 3 favorite Italian restaurants, no doubt, hands down.
See, I thought you spent more time in New York. Are you more in L.A. now?
Oh, yeah. I live, mostly I live in L.A. I go to New York. Like, I'm going to be on Stephen Colbert and the Seth Meyers show in the beginning of April for the new season of Barry. It's like I almost just did the press for the first season, and here we are getting ready to launch the second. It's amazing.
Great.
March 31st, we're going to be on the air.
Did you ever, you couldn't have imagined this career. I mean, it seems it's almost too impossible to even dream that big.
You know what? Like your mom, I told myself, don't dream big. If you get a job, it's not because you're special. And that'd probably be your only one. And here I am, still working. It is shocking to me.
I feel the same way. Yeah. I was sure it wouldn't go a year. And yeah. So I would save everything. And then I was sure it wouldn't go 2. And then we got to 5. And I go, well, this is the end for me.
Right.
And, you know, it just keeps going. And I just realized there's no accounting for taste. It's just none. You can't.
No, it's true. It's true. You were talking about Southern Fried Chicken?
Well, yes, it's a pan-fried chicken. It's called Stroud's. But here's my hang on that. I thought of it. The original one is now gone. It was at a terrible neighborhood in this little shack next to a railroad track. And it had uneven wooden floors and the best staff, the best food, this old guy playing piano, this upright piano, like stuff like Straighten Up and Fly Right.
That sounds great.
Yeah, and that guy, that one's gone. There's 2 more. And the original one, who Nikki was a, how old were you when you were a hostess at
Stroud's? I was in high school, so probably about 17.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And that's a Kansas City deal. But it's more of a Sunday afternoon food, I think.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Now,
well, Sunday afternoon, I will have flown out already to go to New York to do the press, so.
Well, I'll go with you. I'll just, you know what, I quit this job.
Okay.
Finish
all right.
The adoption, and I'll carry your bags.
My roadie.
That's right. Gladly.
Yeah. And then we will. We can do interviews together, even though you haven't seen the show. We'll just make it up.
You could never retire, right? I mean, you would never.
I could never retire.
Good.
I think if you retire, I think that, you know, it sounds great, for about a day or two.
Sure.
You know, when I go fishing and then, you know, these other people go fishing, there are like 22 people at the lodge, and there were this group of 3 businessmen. And one of them is still vibrant and working, and one of them said, well, I've retired. And he said, and I have no idea why.
That's it.
I hate it.
No, it's you lose the social interaction, you lose your creativity. And I'm curious, like I'm a guy who, for whatever it's worth, I'm just constantly, I'm excited about this world. I look around and I find a million ideas and I have a lot of questions.
Yes.
And it's fun. I mean, to me, it's fun.
It is fun. And, you know, now, sometimes the traveling gets me. It took me 12 hours to get to North Carolina, to Greensboro. But when I got there, it was so vibrant and the people were so warm. You know, and the room service was so bad. But I loved being there.
Yes. Yes. It's
the getting there that is the worst. I play the lottery every week just so I can buy a private plane, so I don't have to make, have to catch two or three.
Well, you don't have to deal with airports. People are fine. It's just fighting your way through everything, losing baggage, the whole TSA rigmarole. Yeah,
I almost never check a bag.
Neither do I.
I have learned how to pack with a carry-on for 11 days.
Excuse me.
I smell, but I don't have to check a bag.
Oh, Henry. Let me, 1 second. Nikki?
Your mom went slumming somewhere along the way because no one is a better carry-on traveler than Johnny.
Dude, I'm telling you, like...
cannot toot this from the mountains loud enough.
We might have been relatives at some point. You might be an uncle. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. One of my relatives ran into your relatives because I tell people this all the time. There's no reason to check a bag. I've done 2 weeks all over the world from Moscow to Vietnam. Somewhere along the line, you can wash your clothes. It's not a big deal.
That's right.
So easy.
I totally agree. And here's the other thing. If I go for a long time, like if I go to Wyoming or Idaho to fish during the summer, I get a cardboard box. I pack it with everything that I need. And for $60, I send it by road, by land. And then the box is there, and I've walked onto the plane with a backpack.
Beautiful. It's perfect. That's exactly how we do it.
When I thought of it, I thought, it's crazy to wait for those duffel bags, and sometimes they're not there. They're still in Salt Lake City. Oh, my God, it's the worst.
Well, traveling is, when you get rid of all the silly stuff, like you're dragging bags around, all that you think you need that you don't need at all.
Right. And then you don't need it. That's the worst.
Yeah. So, like, when we were in Vietnam, I was trying to explain some of this, because you like to travel, and you've done so much. Is the only way I could explain it to somebody, I go, imagine getting off the plane in Vietnam, and for the first time in your life, it's like you woke up completely, because you couldn't read a sign, you couldn't tell what a restaurant was, you didn't know where a bathroom was, you can't speak the language, so you didn't sleepwalk your way home. Like, you could drive home and not even remember driving there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now, but it's
like a whole other planet.
It's wonderful. It's the most wonderful feeling in the world. I don't know why some people become, I think, fearful of not knowing. And I think that's the greatest excitement, the most fun, the most alive I've ever felt in my life, or in moments like that.
And not only that, but when you get there, you find out, for the most part, that everybody you meet is happy to see you.
Yeah.
And they want the same thing you do.
Always.
They want to feed their children. They want to have a roof over their head. And... you know, in Thailand, the Thai people, I think their only reason to live is to make your life better.
It does feel like that. Yeah. I mean, they're very giving, very sweet. Cambodians.
Oh, my gosh.
The Cambodians were amazing.
Yeah. Listen, to them, the war is like not a distant memory.
Not at all.
So you see bullet holes in every building.
Oh, the killing fields.
They're just so happy to be alive.
Oh, and the Khmer Rouge, you're right. It's just a blink in history.
It's
a blink. And these guys are like the rednecks of Asia in a good way. Like, if they need something, they have to fix it. They don't have a lot. And they're getting better, and they're getting stronger. Their economy's getting more. But they're super resourceful. Like, and they're hardworking, and they're really wonderful people, man.
Wonderful people. Most of them just smile for a living.
Yeah. No, I see. That's it. It's that's the only thing I could do. I don't think I could retire, but if I could get a travel show, I would do it in a heartbeat. I would travel anywhere in this world to do anything just to see more of it.
You know what? I'll tell you something. I'll be right with you.
Yeah, let's go.
We'll get on that train and go to Tibet.
I'm in. My mom said I wouldn't sleep when I was a kid.
Oh, what? Give me another one, she said.
Oh, no. This is not her kicking me in the ass. This was an observation. I guess I wouldn't take a nap. And she asked me, why won't you go to sleep? And she goes, I told her when I was 4 years old, I'm afraid I'll miss something.
Yes.
And I think I still feel that way. I think I'm just afraid I'm going
to
miss
totally
something.
I totally agree. I used to be so much better at naps. And now as I'm getting older, napping is not as easy as it was. And it's really bothering me. It really makes me angry. Because a power nap, a 20-minute power nap in the afternoon.
Reboot.
Oh, my God. You're just ready to go.
That's how you know you are a seriously busy human being. When you learn the 20-minute reboot, and it can't be more because you'll get too deep in your sleep.
No, that's true. If you sleep too much in the afternoon, you wake up, you are groggy and unhappy.
Right. But that reboot is the perfect thing. Listen, I don't know what it's going to take for you to adopt me, but I need you to adopt me.
I used to be able to nap anywhere at any time.
Sure.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. I love you so
now much. All I want to do is I want to meet Brandi Carlile.
Brandi Carlile.
Yeah, she, you know, you have to look her up. Her song is called "The Joke." She won the Grammy for it.
I watched the Grammys.
Yeah. Brandi.
Oh yes, 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 yes.
Carlile.
She. Yeah, the joke's on Alan. Yeah, yeah. I know who she is now. Yeah.
But her music is passionate, unbelievable. I've just added her to my favorite list, along with The Boss and Sia.
I'll tell you who was my friend George in Curacao is in love with the Boss just did. Springsteen just did on Broadway and his show.
What?
He said he wept. It was so good.
Oh my gosh! I'm telling you now. He told stories from his book, and then he played the acoustic guitar, or he sat at the piano and told you the history behind every song, and then there you were in a very intimate theater. And then I went backstage, and I met him, and Michael Douglas and his wife was there, and Jeremy Irons was there backstage. And I'm telling you, to this moment, I kick myself that I didn't take a selfie.
Right.
That I didn't say, I'm so sorry, I've got to take a selfie.
Yeah.
I was intimidated into keeping my camera in my pocket.
Well, you know what? You don't want to be uncool, you know, and you want to feel, you know, and I know I've done the same thing where I'm like, what should you do? I'm past that in my life now. Trust me, we'll be eating dinner. I'll be like, Henry, let's take a picture together, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Because I realize how important memories are. I have a 16-foot-long table in my living room that literally holds nothing but photographs in frames. And just because that's your life. That makes me happy.
That is absolutely true. My wife has filled our house with frames of family.
Lovely.
You know, but I love that I have a photograph. I saw Bobby De Niro at a premiere one time. And I said, I'm just so sorry. I have got to take a selfie with you.
I bet
but
it was great.
I didn't do it with the Boss.
So, musically, I saw Kiss last week, and they were incredible.
Oh, my gosh. Great.
Final tour. This is the last one. Incredible show. And tomorrow night in Kansas City, Metallica hasn't been here in 10 years.
Yeah. So, I don't know their music as well.
It's probably a little hard. But it's a very good live. But Kiss, you know, I mean, we all grew up with it, right? I mean, from 1976 on, it was their world, man. The makeup, the show, the comic book hero level. I mean, it was everything you wanted it to be.
Right. And they were also lovely guys. I met Paul Stanley, and he was sitting next to me in a restaurant in the 70s, I think, in the 80s. And he signed his napkin for me.
I love that.
Because at that time, there were no cell phones, really.
Sure. Have you ever been disappointed in a star?
Yeah. There are some people who are just rude. I am enthusiastic when I meet somebody that I really love. There, Timothy Chalamet, this young man who was in a movie called Just Call Me By Your Name, and this year he was in Beautiful Boy. And he's about 19 to 20 years old. And the kid has a talent that is, like, out there. It is really a cut above. And I went up and I hugged him. I said, I got to hug you. And he said, you know what? When I was 8 years old, I was at your elementary school. I went to your elementary school, and you came and read Hank Zipser to me.
Oh.
You know, to the class.
So good, man.
Oh, And I thought, this is an amazing circle. Here I am, totally respectful of this young boy's talent. And he was in the audience when I was reading my book. And then there are other people who, when you meet them, you feel like they're doing you a favor.
It's a terrible feeling. It's a terrible feeling.
It really is. No matter who you are, what you've done, I never get over that.
No,
and then it leaves a taste in your mouth that never goes away.
Yeah, and I understand some people can have a bad day, so I always keep that in mind. But there's a certain act, just a condescension and elitism that you can feel.
Yeah,
and you're
condescension
like,
is different from having a bad day.
Right. And but you know what I learned? The greats are always great. The real greats are incredible.
Yeah, it is the ones who are who really know they're not that good and they're here
right.
to flash in the pan
That's
that
it.
Give you attitude.
See, this is it, because listen to what we're talking about. You still love this so much. You still admire great talent. You still wake up and want to live and see and feel and get out there and do it. And I think that's the key to everything, man. That's the key to everything.
Yeah.
And you're kind.
Well, you know what? I understood, and I think that also comes from dyslexia, that I understood to have a deficit and to not keep up and look at everybody around you and they're all doing well, and you're thinking, why can't I do well? Why can't I figure this out? Why can't I add?
Yeah.
And I know I the first job I had, Mary Tyler Moore, was a great comedy when I first came here in the 70s to Hollywood.
Ed Asner from Kansas City.
I had four lines with Mary Tyler Moore. And they called lunch. And all of a sudden, the entire cast and crew scattered. And I'm standing there in the middle of the soundstage, you know, at CBS Studios. And I had no idea where to go. I just felt so alone. And I made the decision, I will never let that happen to another actor in my if I can help it.
That's what a terrible feeling that is, man, to be just trying so hard to make it and then realizing.
Hey, come with us. Hey, you know where you're going. Hey, the commissary is over there. I've got a meeting, but all you got to do is walk out the door and turn left. And, you know, when I do a show, if I see someone lost, I will carry them before I let them just stand there and feel that way.
That's, you know what, that's a pretty New York thing, too, I think. Every time I've looked at anywhere in New York, people think the New Yorkers are rude, and they're not at all. They just realize you're lost, and the guy's loud. He goes, where are you trying to go? And I'm like, I got it on my phone right here. I'm going to be. He goes, no, I'm going to show you where to go. Let's walk in, and you're, all of a sudden you're two blocks away. And then the guy's like, yeah, just see you later. Just
I'm with you.
Wonderful
with you.
People, man.
Yeah, it doesn't take much.
No, not at all, man. And they'll never forget it. Like that
and
kid.
They'll never forget. You never forgot. You acted it out for me just now.
And you can see a complete wasted life that I was never on stage. I never tread the boards.
No, I can tell that's why you're on radio.
But think of that Chalamet young guy. Like, he's only, what, 25, 26 years old?
Yeah. Oh, my God. His talent is, like, God-given. I mean, you know, there are actors, and then there are actors. This kid was born. He was touched when he was born.
But more importantly, you showed him how to act while he's becoming an even bigger celebrity and a greater actor. You know, you know, it's just like being a little kid. When the people that you love, the people you respect and admire, act a certain way, you tend to follow that.
Yeah, I don't know about that. All I know is I was so happy to see him, and then there was a circle that. This kid should be 8 years old in the audience when I'm reading Hank Zipser at the school that I went to where Hank goes. I thought it blew my mind.
That's fantastic. That's living right.
Then, of course, I lost that award that night, but I do have that memory. That and I shared a shrimp with Viggo Mortensen. He took a bite, and I took the other bite, and I was in the limousine and went home.
Oh, good night. It was like Lady and the Tramp. You guys were just one piece of pasta between you?
Yeah. Well, our lips did not touch.
Yeah, of course. We're all very masculine. But I would, by the way, Vito's good looking enough. I might do it.
Oh, he is fabulous.
Yeah, I might. And was it Jason? Was it MoMA? Momoa?
I saw him once at a Comic-Con, and I just want to say, he is so big, you could, like, rent an apartment in his shoulder. you could, I'm not kidding, you could have Sky air rights just sitting on his head. You would have to rent space up above where the planes are.
Apparently,
he's a big boy.
And very nice, they say. He say he's incredibly nice.
Very warm.
Yeah, that's fantastic. All right, listen. We have 3 weeks. I'm going to get the perfect place, the perfect table, the perfect night. And I can't wait to see you and meet Stacy. It'll be really great.
Okay. So, 5 of us.
Yes.
6 of us.
Who is this?
I think Bill Shatner's coming too.
Fantastic. That'd be fantastic, man.
Yeah.
You know what? And if not, I'll be honest with you. Like, I'm just excited to spend time with you. I've never sat down with Bill Shatner, and I would love to.
You will love him. He is a great storyteller. He's a curious man like you are. I just know you will love him.
Great. Well, listen, I look forward to it so much, and I will find the perfect place. We'll have a great time.
All right. Just all I want is good food after a hard day of work.
All right. It's all fantastic. The great Henry Winkler, my friend. Have a wonderful day.
What a pleasure to chat with you.
Always. I will talk to you very soon. I'm going to put you on. Stay right there. Come on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.